and the creek would run different colors. Sometimes it was blue, and sometimes it was yellow and sulfury stenching, and sometimes it was kind of a burgundy red color, but mostly it was just sort of a gray-brown sludge. Always stunk to high heaven, you know, just terrible. But when I went to work in the tanneries, I found out what the colors were. The process of a hide, they take the hide, the raw hide, and they throw it in a de-hairing solution, which is sodium hydroxide, a very strong alkaline solution. Sulfur's part of it, and that's what makes it yellow and has the worst stink. So that was the first process. And then when they just dumped those drums into the creek would run yellow. And the next, after they rinse it off, they will put it in the tanning solution, which is the chromium, which is blue. And so the hides would come out bright blue. And the work itself was simple. I mean, somewhat dangerous, though. I mean, it was, you know, all that machinery and stuff, and that was one of the things that you'd hear about every once in a while. Somebody got their arm mashed off in a Sheridan press or something like that. But, you know, any jobs got some of that stuff going on. Yes, when I was splitting what they call a wet blue cow, I was doing like 11 tons a day when I was about 30 years old. That's a lot. Yes, it's excessive. I had to stop that when I was like 32. It was just a little too much.